Hello, besties. How are you all doing tonight? I'm actually very excited for this episode. We haven't talked about New Jersey in a very long time. And as you guys know, that's one of my favorite franchises. As somebody who is from New Jersey, I take pride of my state and I love my Jersey girls. So I thought it was necessary to invite somebody to my podcast, somebody that I actually truly, truly love. This person is somebody that I consider a friend and somebody who people don't know, but she is somebody who keeps the receipts and the hot tea flowing when it comes to the New Jersey franchise. It's my friend Gabriella from Melissa's Old Nose. Hello, Gabriella. How are you doing tonight?
Eddie, hi, bestie. How are you? I'm good.
I'm so happy to have you here. It's been a while. I've been trying to get you on my podcast for a while, but because we were waiting for New Jersey to start, we were kind of saving it for that moment. But you know what? I think it's time to talk about it. It's almost here. Let's talk about all the tea that has happened between the last reunion until now and the road that's leading to the new season of New Jersey.
Yes, the trailer should be coming sometime soon. So we're going to get a glimpse into what we're going to see in season 14. The trailer, a little tidbit was dropped at BravoCon, a little preview. And I was thinking when I was hopping on right now to do a pod with you, I thought, I feel like I've done this already with Eddie, but I was probably like having flashbacks when we were doing the spaces over on Twitter when Jersey was ending season 13 and you hopped on with several other people and we were discussing all sorts of Jersey tea. So that's why it felt like, did I already do a pod with him or not? But no, this is, I think, my first with you. So I'm excited. Yes. And Jersey is like that city that never sleeps. There's always stuff happening and it's, there's a lot to unpack.
There is a lot to unpack. And you were mentioning something earlier to me, and I really want to talk about it to start because I'm still curious about it. I mean, we all know, I went to BravoCon, and I heard the gossip and the talk on the streets that one of the cast members put their glam squad in a $30 a night room hotel, and it was all the way across town. Some people came to her defense, but it seems like the tides turned today. So, yes, what was that about? What do you hear about it?
Yeah, so we first started hearing a little tea drop that during BravoCon, Danielle Cabral stuck her glam on the other side of the strip in some cheap little dirty hotel room, that she was letting her glam know that payment is getting to do her glam, period, and the clout that can come for free because you're associated with the queen Danielle thinks that she is. So there was a lot of things going around. We even heard that there was a Jersey husband who offered to put these girls up in a nicer room. And believe it or not, my jaw literally hit the floor when I found out who offered. But anyway, there was this rumor out there that she treated her glam like crap, that she completely disrespected them, that she didn't pay them. And then all these receipts started dropping that Bravo reimburses their talent with up to $500 for glam and hair per whatever event they're doing, on top of Danielle getting paid for doing BravoCon. So these girls ended up finding out that not only was Danielle reimbursed for the glam and the hair that was done, that they did for free, but she didn't pay anything. And what was like really making people scratch their heads was one of her glam girls went on a popular YouTube interview with Danielle and said, oh no, she treated me so well. Everything, you know, and she paid for everything. She paid for the Ubers, because the Ubers was also another talking point, since the person had to pay for an Uber from one side of Vegas to the other side to get to the BravoCon area to do her glam. So, and it was even put out there that she didn't pay, that the girls were paying out of their pocket for food and everything else. So anyhow, it was this big controversy. They go on this big podcaster's YouTube channel to clear it up that, no, Danielle treated us well. Well, today, Danielle Cabral did a live with CJ Sykes.
Yes.
And during that live, and this is where we, Eddie, we have to ask anyone out there to pull this receipt because I know somebody recorded it. During that live that was done today with Danielle, there was a man live commenting saying, how dare you? Like, you know, you treated my wife like shit. You made her pay for everything. Like, you're cheap. Like, this person was blasting her. What no one caught out there was that was the glam girl's husband.
No way.
Yes. So Danielle has now turned on the glam girl that was on that big podcaster's YouTube channel where they were trying to clear her name. And listen, I feel really bad for the glam girl. These girls are out here trying to make a living. Of course, she's not going to go throw Danielle under the bus and say, yes, everybody. She thinks she's like this prima donna and just being in her presence is payment enough. Like, of course, they're not going to throw her under the bus. But something had happened where she ended up getting mad at the glam girl and Danielle cut her off. And now she has just given her the cold shoulder while this girl has given her so much for free. And so now this is being proved. So we have to appeal to the public, whoever recorded that live stream, those receipts exist and they are out there to prove Danielle did do this to all of her glam because they went into detail, her husband, and said, you put her in a $30 a night cheap room. So guys, you do your thing, you know,
Internet, let's find that do receipt. Your thing.
Yes, it's out there. And again, I just want to put this out. There's so much in regards to season 14 that has been said about Danielle Cabral. And, you know, Eddie, we love a good receipt. Yeah, they're all just going to trickle out here and there. They do exist. Every accusation against her can be proven. And we're going to have to just watch and see how it all plays out.
Ooh, I'm so looking forward to the new season because especially since so many friendships and so many dynamic had changed since the last reunion. That's what I'm looking forward to. But I back to the glam squad and Bravo Labs. I think it's really embarrassing for Danielle to expect people to work for free, people who make the living out of doing what they do, thinking that the clout they're getting from working with her is enough. I know Bravo Labs, they have been on Bravo for many, many, many seasons. For years, and they work with the same people, and they have paid that person the moment that they got hired because they understand that person is doing a job and the clout is great and everything. But I mean, first of all, Danielle is a one season housewife. What clout is that? That's zero. It's not like she's doing the makeup and the hair for like Teresa, who's been on the show since day one. And, you know, the fact that she put these people in a hotel that seems to be not only cheap, but might have been a little in the dangerous side. I mean, if it's $30 in the other side of the strip, I mean, that is very questionable, right? Also, I mean, if Bravo is paying them or reimbursing them for glam and for whatever, the right thing to do is pay your people. I mean, that's the ethical thing to do, right?
Yeah, and so, that's why I call her the bootleg mama, only because like she is on the cheap, and it really does come down to like not appreciating the team around you. You know, these girls are in a position, and again, like you said, they were reimbursed $500 like for hair and $500 for glam per event. These girls are out here traveling with the Bravo Labs, giving their time, their blood, sweat, and tears to glam them up, to be on the ready, to move with them when they go from place to place, and to turn around and tell them just being in my presence is like payment enough. That is wrong.
That is wrong. 100%. I would have quit so quick, because as I have worked in a very, you know, creative field in my life. I went to school for filmmaking, so I have worked in places where they tell you, oh, you need to pay your dues and stuff like that. But I know my worth, and I'm not going to be working for free for no reason. And I'm sorry, like, Danielle is not the big star of the show. She's a new person. Her clout means nothing. And the right thing to do is to make sure the people that work for you is compensated properly, not just financially, but accommodations and making sure that they are treated with respect. They are not your help. They are not looking for an Instagram photo for them to put on the story. That doesn't mean anything if their bank account is the one suffering at the end of the day, right?
Correct. Correct. So
I was going to say, just like, people out there, make sure that if you screen record that part, just put it out there, because I want to see it. I'm so into this right now. I want to make sure that, I want to know what happened. I mean, if this man was calling her out, it's for a reason.
Yeah, for sure. And then also, I just wanted to touch on the fact that a lot of people were coming for her looks during BravoCon. And I think, well, maybe the glam girls were really pissed off that she did them dirty, so they decided to do her dirty. Yeah. I'll just say that. Okay. Enough of Danielle.
Yeah. Let's go to the friends and the new dynamics on the show, because we had seen so many different friendships like rebuilding and falling apart. And I kind of want to focus a little bit on Jackie. I mean, by the reunion, she was still very upset with Teresa and Jennifer, and she didn't want to have nothing to do with her. But suddenly she seems to have like a clear view and decided to, to come to the other side, like we say.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when season 14 was announced that they were all returning, I remember how disappointed I was. I thought, oh, sweet baby Jesus, I cannot live through another season of the Gorgas fighting with Teresa. No, like, it was like the same old, same old. But then something did finally happen. Teresa meant what she said at the reunion, that she was done with them. So she paid them dust, as it's already been leaked throughout the season, that there was zero interaction between the Gorgas and Teresa. So yes, we're going to see, and even Melissa all over the place is talking about how they didn't interact at all this season. There was, I think, two interactions that was leaked. And I think it was like Teresa telling her one or two words and that was it. But yeah, we're going to see a new season. So I'm actually excited now. I wasn't excited when I found out they were all coming back, but I'm actually excited now, because there has definitely been a shift in everyone's lives surrounding the show. Like, for example, we're not going to see Judice versus Gorga anymore. Thank God that's done. We're not going to see it. That's all we needed.
Like a break from it.
But then
we've been on it for like 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, we're exhausted at this point. Yeah. No, but I think the new thing that we're going to see is Jackie is, she's no longer team Margaret, Rachel, and Melissa. Well, she wasn't really team Rachel. I know for a while there, they didn't like each other, but she's definitely no longer on their side, and she's hopped on over to this side, which I think is positive. And a lot of people are like, why did she do that? Why did she do that? And a lot of stuff was leaked that the reason she did that was because Margaret was being very cold, cruel, and, she just was coming for her in like the worst ways. And Jackie just decided to be fully honest with Teresa in regards to things that were going on behind the scenes. I'm sure Teresa really appreciated that. And we all saw like a shift in Jackie. If you guys pay attention, even to the social media, I say when she came onto this side, she even looked like, she looked happier. She looked brighter. It was like she was in their shadow for so long. And I really do wish Jackie, because I always thought she had potential, like to be like a clapback queen. Cause she made that comment, I'm a lawyer. Yeah. She's a smart girl. She is a smart girl. And I'm glad that the girls on this side now have her to clap back in a good way, cause she kind of always held her temper, like she's not a hothead, Jackie, and she's good with her words. So I appreciate her honesty. We're going to see a lot come out. And I know that, you know, Jackie seems like she couldn't harm anybody. People really don't fear her the way they fear Margaret. But let me tell you, Jackie held a lot of Margaret's business, and a lot of things got revealed, and we're going to see it. And I think we're going to see Jackie spilling towards the end.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, Jackie is one of those housewives that it's been kind of like a roller coaster when she has like really good moments, and then you're like, okay, no, another good moment, and then no. But this time around, I do sense a more organic transition for her to decide, or like having like a true friendship with, you know, Teresa and Jennifer, and like stepping away from Margaret and Melissa.
Yes, I mean, it was she was living in Margaret's shadow, and we really didn't get to see her shine. And she even said in an interview, I don't know who she gave the interview to, but I can find the clip and send it to you. I specifically remember her saying she's finally on the side that she should have been on the whole time.
Huh. So here we go. Let's go, Jackie.
Yeah, and then we saw them all together at the Madonna concert, which you went to, and I want to get some details from you. How was that?
It was, honestly. I saw them.
That's right. Yeah. You're in Jennifer's studio.
This is the funniest part. I was with a friend. We were having a drink before going into the area where the concert, in the arena. We were having a drink because his seat was in a higher level than mine. So we were just hanging out, whatever. And my friend pointed at Jennifer coming towards us, but what he said was, look at her, look at that girl, she looks so good in Madonna's outfit. And I look, and I said that's Jennifer. And then I said, like, Jennifer, and she kind of like waved. And then I saw Jackie, Teresa, Jen Fessler walking behind her, and they were running towards the elevator because at that point the concert was about to start.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, she couldn't stop to interact because the concert was starting. They had to get start. To their seats. Yeah.
Yes. And the funny thing is, like, Jen posted, you know, because she was recording like a story as she was walking through the elevator. And you can see me in the background kind of waving or something. And
I love then it.
And I commented on Jennifer's post, and I said, like, I saw you look so good. And she's like, oh my gosh, I wish I saw you. I would have stopped. And I was like, no, it's okay, because I saw you when you were running through the elevator. Yeah. But that was fun. The concert, though, was absolutely incredible.
I can't even imagine.
I'm a huge Madonna fan. I've been to many concerts of her for the past decade. I really, really, really love her. But this concert was a special occasion because I don't know if we are going to get another Madonna concert like that again, or at least for a long time.
Yeah.
This was a true celebration of her 4-decade-long career, right? So yes. She put all the stops. She put all the stops, the choreography, the stage, the song choices, that intro. Nothing Really Matters is one of my favorite songs across the board. One of Madonna's like biggest like underrated song, and the fact that she opened with that one was, to me, that sold my ticket. I was like, when I saw the track, the playlist that we were getting, I was like, I don't care about anything else. I know that Nothing Really Matters is opening. That to me was everything. But on top of that, the surprise that I got when I saw Jennifer passing by, it was like, it's so funny how this city and this area is so small.
Wait, we run into each other. It's crazy, Eddie, because it's so weird because you just love Bravo so much. It feels like whenever you are out and about, the Bravo world is always surrounding you. You always see a Bravo Leb. You're with a Bravo Leb. And I was just thinking back to your birthday. Look at all the Bravo Lebs who gave you a shout out. Like, when I think of bloggers in regards to Bravo, you are like top three.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, Bravo has definitely consumed my life in some kind of level, in a really good way. I can't complain about it. I have made so many friends along this Bravo journey, and, you know, like, the opportunities to like hang out with people who are creative, who are opening their life to the world. I mean, people don't understand how reality TV stars truly function. Like people think that their comments don't hurt them, or they don't know that they're talking about them, or whatever. Like, they are very aware of what people are saying. They know who's talking. They know who support them. That's the best part too. I have met Bravo Labs that I never interacted with before in many events and stuff like that. I run into them and say, "Hey, you are Eddie, right? Thank you for your support. I always read your tweets, or I always see your posts, or whatever." That to me means a lot, because it gets to show that these people are, they are watching and they really pay attention.
And I love it that they associate you with Bravo. That's amazing. real quick before we move to the next topic. I just wanted to tell you, in regards to Madonna, I remember when I first fell in love with her, it was in the 90s. I was a teenager, and I remember those Gap commercials where it kind of looked like Calvin Klein commercials, where they were like in the white shirts and the jeans, and Drunk You Up in My Love, the Madonna song was playing in the background, and they were just like walking back and forth, but that song was blasting. I remember like just being in my house, I was probably like 14 or 15, getting ready for school or even in the afternoon, when every time that commercial came on, I would run, because I didn't know who it was. I would run to my remote and turn it up. And we didn't have cell phones back then, so we couldn't Shazam it. And I was like, "Who is that?" And I remember my older sister was like, "That's Madonna." And I remember going and buying her CD. And yes, we used to buy CDs back then. And I was just, that Dress You Up in My Love was my song. And then Live to Tell the Tale. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm glad that you went to go see her and you got to experience that, and that you saw the girls.
Yeah, that was great. And that's when I think I texted you that day or the day after, saying like, "Hey, this is the great part about these girls. Like, you see them out and about together. It's not like they stop filming and they stop talking. Like, these people are real friends. These people are really invested in each other's lives. They are present in each other's lives. They go out together.
Yeah.
They travel together, even when they're not filming. Like, we saw, Teresa, Jennifer, Bill,
Louis in the Bahamas.
And the Bahamas, when they went to visit Joe Judas and the girls.
Yeah, and even right before Christmas, I mean, Jackie was just with all of them at the Madonna concert, but right before Christmas, Jennifer had a little Christmas party with close friends. Jackie was there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
So what's the next hot topic that we want to talk about?
Well, you tell me, what do you want to get into? There's a lot going on with Jersey. Like, okay, we never talk much about Frank Catania, but he got engaged to Britney. And if I can say something really positive about Britney, during the Super Bowl, actually it was the day of the Super Bowl, she posted the cutest TikTok with like a series of Usher songs, and she was lip singing. She was so pretty, so cute. She was spot on. That TikTok was like everything to me. And I remember seeing it and thinking to myself, we got gypped. I would have much rather had Britney as a housewife than Rachel. Britney has so much personality, and it wasn't up until recently that I realized that. So, but yeah, they're engaged now. So that's, good for Frank. I'm not sure if he's still living with David, the doctor, but good for him. He's engaged. And actually, I like Britney. I think she's really, really interesting, and she's gorgeous.
And I honestly would have expect Britney to become a housewife to keep Frank Catania in an organic way on the show, because as we all know, Frank is connected to the show through Dolores, but Dolores is now with Polly. So that leaves Frank in a very like gray area in the whole story, right? So
yeah.
I would have thought like maybe production and casting would have been, Frank, let's cast Britney. So it is an organic way for us to keep you on the story. Because I do fear that if Dolores and Polly become like husband's wife and they move with the lives together and stuff like that, that Frank is going to just like pretty much like days in the background and just like disappear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And to be honest with you, Frank sometimes to me, and no dig at Dolores, it's just how I feel. Frank honestly sometimes to me seems a little more interesting than Dolores. I mean, I know that people keep asking me, what are we going to see in season 14 with Dolores? And I was just like, no dig, no shade, but I just have to keep it real. It's like Switzerland again, it's like, get off the fence already. And, you know, there's plenty out there. But I mean, we'll see. But yeah, congratulations to them on their engagement. And again, I think, you know, there was just so much there for Brittany to show the world. And I think the wrong girl got casted, the wrong friend, because Brittany and Rachel were friends. Or they still probably are, but.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Now that we're switching like gears, we spoke about Danielle early on, but I want to mention Jen Fessler and kind of connect Danielle into this conversation. Jen Fessler has been very open with her usage of Ozempic and plastic surgery, you know, to build her confidence, which I'm okay with. I'm not judging. Yeah, I'm all for do what makes you happy, what makes you feel confident. I'm very open about the fact that I had done Botox, fillers. I had my nose, not done for plastic surgery, but like a deviated septum, which changed the shape of my nose. I mean, I am all for doing what makes you feel more confident about yourself, right? But
yes.
we saw at an event, I think it was a Page Six event.
Yes.
And Danielle was asked about Ozempic or something along those lines. And she was sitting next to Jen Fessler, and her response was very kind of like angry.
Yes, disrespectful.
To people who are using it to lose weight. I remember that Jen Fessler seemed to be a little uncomfortable with that, because obviously she felt like a little dig at her.
Yes, and I remember after Danielle made that disgusting comment, I think she said something like, why don't they just hop on a treadmill or something? Well, it was so funny that the whole world of social media, right after Danielle said that, people were lit. They turned around and they started posting her clips of when she was discussing getting a tummy tuck recently. So they were calling her out on that. And good for the public to clap back, because yes, here she is, you know, paying her two cents. You know, nobody asked, like, Danielle criticized those using it. I mean, she was giving us her opinion, but the way she delivered it, she was just flat outright shaming people using Ozempic. Yeah. Meanwhile, she had the luxury to go get a tummy tuck to remove whatever she removed. So, that was a hypocrite much, you know, moment, but I'm glad that, you know, social media caught that and clapped back.
I agree 100%. I mean, if you're going to say something about that, at least have the decency to back it up with something. Like, you cannot just say, get on a treadmill, because you don't know if people are able to
have already been on the treadmill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't know their struggle.
Yeah. Many people have that issue that not even with like heavy treadmill and diet and workouts, they can switch their metabolism. A lot of people have that issue. I know one person in particular that she started using a form of Ozempic. I don't know what it is, because I'm not very familiar with like the different kinds or whatever. But she started using one because she had tried everything. When I say everything, it's everything. And it seemed like it started to actually work on her. So I honestly don't understand the shaming of it. I understand some people feel like some people started using it for the wrong reasons, and it's making it difficult for other people to get it. But based on what I've seen, it seems like that is not the case anymore. Also, you need to be prescribed by a doctor. You cannot just like go and get it on your own. So
correct.
So we need to put that in a balance. I mean, if you have the privilege to afford a tummy tuck, I don't think you should be talking about what people need to do for them to lose their weight or do what they need to do to feel confident. Because I'm pretty sure she did that tummy tuck because she needed a little boost of confidence, right? And that's okay. And no shame in the game. Like, you got it, great for you, but don't go after people who need some extra help by using a medication. You know, don't be so aggressive, especially when there's somebody sitting next to you in a very public, you know, stage that never had seemed to throw a dig at you in the past. It was a very awkward moment because I was watching the clip and I was like, oof, I can see in Jen Fessler's face that she was not expecting the answer.
You know what, Jen Fessler responded to that on her pod with Jackie. Shout out to the two Jersey Tees. Oh, sorry. Two Jersey Tees. Can we edit that?
No. No, we can. Okay, but we'll know.
But anyway, yeah.
This is raw. This is all raw.
Yeah, sorry, guys. And I have had a couple of glasses of rosé, too. So don't mind me. Two Jersey Jays. Jen addressed it. And actually, I love that Jackie is her sidekick right there, that they were working together. Because if we can go to anyone on the cast to talk about, you know, body issues, body image issues, everything Jackie has gone through, she's like an encyclopedia of knowledge, that girl.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, they addressed it. And actually, Jackie just recently addressed Kelly Osbourne's comment on Ozempic. So, yeah, you guys check out that podcast. That podcast is great.
I am here for two Jersey Jays.
Jays. I know, it's confusing, huh? It's confusing. It's a tongue twister.
I know.
What time is it? Oh, my gosh. I need to look at the clock. What time is it on the East Coast?
It's 8:48 p.m. on a Monday.
That's a Monday. Yeah.
I know. Monday scary. I didn't have Sunday scary because I was busy yesterday. I have Monday scary because I go back to work tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I know. Let's talk about one last thing that I want to ask you. What's your opinion on the tea that we heard that the last trip that was supposed to be filmed for season 14 was canceled because a fire happened at the location they were supposed to stay?
Was that not an omen or what? They were going to go to the Berkshires. A lot of people were like, are they going to Dorinda's? Are they going to stay at Dorinda's? I think they were going to visit Dorinda, but they weren't going to stay with her. But the place where they were going to stay burned to the ground right before they were going to go.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I think if like anything out there existed to tell this cast, like it stops here. I mean, what a better sign than a house burning down. It's crazy. It is crazy.
That is crazy. It's
But it would have been really weird though too, Eddie, if we would have got to see season 14's cast trip to the Berkshires, because then they would have all been together. And of course, Teresa didn't interact with Melissa and she didn't interact with the others, you know, Margaret or anybody. It would have been weird that they would have all been together. So I wonder, you know, so now we really got to like wait for the reunion to see it all come out. But I mean, this will be the season of like true revelation. It'll all make sense. So I wasn't excited at the beginning because they were all returning, but we're definitely not going to see the same old Jersey.
Yeah. And like we had spoken today on this podcast, I mean, there's some topics of conversation that we didn't have before just because we were so laser focused on the family dynamic between the Judais and the Gorgas, right? Now we have more to talk about, more tea, more drama. I feel like the cast is finally, you know, having a chance to explore different stories. Because obviously the attention goes somewhere else. And it's good that happened. And I'm so happy that Teresa decided to stick to her gut and just focus on her family, focus on what makes her happy, her friends, like what brings happiness into her life.
Yeah.
Because we had seen so much negativity of this like family dynamic in the past. That sometimes you just gotta do that. Sometimes you just gotta like step back and be like, hey, this is not bringing any joy into my life. I'm gonna walk away from it. And that's completely fine. That is completely fine.
You know what I'm really curious to see? I'm curious to see what the Gorgas are going to show us. What entertainment are they bringing to the table now that they're no longer piggybacking? You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to finally see what their storyline will be without Joe's without Teresa, without Joe's sister.
Joe Gorga getting kicked out of a wrestling match at high school.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was wild, right? That was wild.
That was wild because he wasn't running towards the referee. He was going towards the other kid.
That's right, because when the referee was stepping like right in front of him, he was trying to go around the ref. That's obvious in the video. And then leave it to them to go on her podcast and talk about how that just happens, guys. That happens. Parents get upset.
He's just a sport dad. Dads get mad all the time. I'm like, yeah, but not every sport dad goes around a coach or a referee to try to get to the other kid. That's just so freaking crazy.
Yeah, and you know what? That really
you are an adult.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people are like, does Joe Gorga really pop off like that in real life? People are always wondering, right? Or does he just perform for the cameras? I would say that 90% of it, he does perform. But what that video showed us was that this guy really is a hothead. And I mean, to the point where he was trying to come at a kid. And I mean, that kid was really taunting him. He was like sticking his tongue out at the end. And I mean, I don't blame the kid, you know, but I'm surprised another parent didn't stand up and, you know, escort him out. I mean, I know a lot of people did, but imagine. Oh,
Is it Napoleon syndrome?
Syndrome. there was a Napoleon commercial a while back. I don't know if it was like American Express or something. But every time I saw it, I would look at my husband and say, Joe Gorga.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm very excited for this season and I'm happy that we got to kind of like recap this last few months that we haven't had any New Jersey episode, that we got to like see what they have been doing in between filming and what is heading towards to be a restart to New Jersey as a franchise. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be something new. It's gonna be a lot of receipts are coming. There's a lot of things we've never seen before. So yeah, I'm really curious to see how it all plays out.
Okie doke, Gabriela. Any last comment, or do you want to promote your Twitter, or do you want to say something to anybody? Because the platform and the floor is yours now.
I just want to tell you, Eddie, that I love you. Thank you for all your support. There's so many people out there asking a bazillion questions, and I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you to all of my besties. Eddie, you're one of them. I can't wait for Jersey to start. I can't wait to see For All the Truth to come out. It's going to be amazing. We got to do this again. We didn't even touch on half of the subjects, but there'll be plenty of other pods, you know, to come.
Yeah, and as soon as Jersey drops or we get like a trailer, you know, then we are going to be dissecting it together.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a lot of recaps of New Jersey together when it airs, so.
Yeah. And I love that we talk personally, like one-on-one on the phone, because like as we're seeing things, we're discussing it. So, oh, for sure, when we see the trailer, there's going to be a lot to unpack.
Oh, a lot.
Yes.
Okay, Gary, thank you so much for coming on my pod tonight. And thank you for always being there. I think people don't know how sweet you are. My podcast is your podcast. And whenever you want to come on it, I'm a text away.
Yes. Thank you, Eddie. Yes. Thank you to everyone too, who keeps telling me that same thing. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. We'll do this again soon. Let's wait for the trailer to drop and then we'll unpack that.
Okie dokes. Okay, guys. So as you guys know, you can find me and my podcast in every single podcast platform that you listen your favorite audio podcast on. Also, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and you know all the social media as Martini with Eddie. Please go follow. That's important. Go follow because you know if you don't want to miss any tea, you want to make sure that you follow all those platforms. And I can always say, besties, thank you so much for listening, and have a great night. Bye, besties.